Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the You Are Loved podcast. Today we have a very special guest. We have Rachel Patton on the phone. Rachel, say hello.
Hey guys.
To give you guys some context, I am stuck at home because Beth won't let me go out, and me and Rachel wanted to hang out. And so I was like, let's do the podcast together because I need a new episode. So here we are. The question podcast that I'm going to ask you today is, I forgot what it was. Oh, if you could get rid of one state, what state would it be and why?
Is Detroit a state?
Yes.
Then Detroit.
Okay. I think it is a state. I'm looking it up. Because I don't know. Oh. Detroit is not a state. It is a city in Michigan. Oh, no.
I still graduated.
Yep. We're good. We're good to go. So, Detroit. We're going to throw that one in the trash. Why are we saying Detroit?
Because.
McDonald's right now, so.
It confuses me.
Okay.
Interesting. I love that.
Well, okay, so, I feel like this podcast.
Go ahead, girl. Hello?
I'm listening.
Oh. I was gonna say in the Northwest part of the United States. Don't really know what's up there. I only know the Midwest.
Well.
That's states on in elementary school. That's pretty much all I got.
As far as states go. So, Rachel, tell everyone a bit about yourself.
That's all from? Of them.
Where'd you graduate? You're killing me.
I'm from Columbia, Missouri. Graduated from Hickman. Yes, I know. Nobody likes it. Don't have to remind me. About myself. What do you want to know?
I don't know. What is your hidden talent? What's something crazy that happened to you that nobody knows about? Or maybe people know about?
Let's see. My hidden talent is that I am an opera singer.
Do you want to give us a little example?
I don't know if I can hit the notes with all this McDonald's in my mouth. Let's just say, let's just say that. Let's see. I fell down a well on a mission trip. So, yeah.
Very interesting. And you're still here. You're still killing it. So.
Yep.
Whoop, whoop.
I have brown hair.
Oh. Yeah, that is something that little people know about you, I think.
Yep.
Well, this podcast is super fun. You're actually my first guest ever on the podcast.
Oh, wow.
My goal when I started it was to have a new guest like every other week, but then that didn't happen. So, but here we are. We're starting and it's great. Super excited. Okay, here is another tough question. What is your what is your favorite of all time? Pillow Pets or Squishmallows?
Okay. So, younger Rachel would have said Pillow Pets because I wanted one so badly and I finally got it. And I literally hung out with it like every day. But then I just like threw it in my storage closet. And now Squishmallows are a big deal. Currently, currently with my Squishmallow right this second.
Shout out to Abby for getting those for us.
Yeah, shout out to Abby. Yeah, I think I'm wanting another one tonight as well, which, if you don't mind me saying that, my cousin wants one as well. So,
oh,
I'm gonna have to buy her one. So, yeah, I think the answer is Squishmallows.
Amazing. I would have to agree. Are you the type of person that prefers to lay out at the pool and tan, or are you the person that immediately jumps in and swims the whole time?
Okay, I've thought about this so much, and I was just talking to someone about it, and I think that it, like, sometimes it depends on the weather. So if it's, like, perfect tanning weather, then, like, it would be nice to just lay out. But I definitely am the person to just jump in first and, like, play in the pool or, like, ocean or whatever. I cannot go somewhere and not, like, get in the water.
Okay. That's honestly not super popular with girls our age, but I'm right there with you.
Oh.
I am a swim the whole time kind of girl.
I just beat all the boys in basketball tonight.
Killing it. I love that. Okay, last this or that question for right now. Do you prefer... Well, hold on. Let me find a really good one, because I had one, but... Okay.
That just sounded like the kombucha meme girl. Oh. Well,
well, okay, do you prefer your toilet paper to be over or under?
I think over. I mean, to be honest, when I run out and put it back on, I don't really pay attention because, like, that's too much work. Uh-huh. But I think
you never know. Some people are very specific about it, so I never know.
Yeah, I guess it's not, like, one of the things that I am crazy about.
Well, it's kind of like the whole is water wet that had went on. Now it's, like, toilet paper over under. Stuff that doesn't even matter. But here we are. Everyone's arguing about reasons why it's better
to have going down the toilet anyway.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So kind of getting deeper into conversation. One thing that I am hoping to ask everyone that's on the podcast is, what is the biggest learning moment or turning point that you had when you were, like, growing in your faith? Or what was, like, the biggest, like, God moment you had, or something that happened that made you just say, wow, this is for real?
Well, I already kind of mentioned it, but my accident was very life-changing, because previously to my accident, I was praying, like, every single day for kind of, like, a sign or something, or just, like, asking God questions and
I wasn't really, like, feeling, like, I don't know. Didn't really know what he was trying to tell me. And when I got in my accident and came out with, like, hardly any injuries and, like, I was conscious the whole time, it was just, like, very crazy. Like, only God could have done that. And so I feel like my faith has grown a lot just by that, because I felt like he was there with me. And normally it's like, oh, God's with me, but I knew it was him, because that wouldn't have been possible without him.
Right. I think my favorite part about it is that you were like praying for a way to be able to share Jesus, because like you were raised in a Christian home and you didn't have like an aha moment that like made you like Christian, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that you like prayed before that trip for like something that you could share and be able to share the gospel, and then that happened within that week, like, is so like cool to me. And like you got to share that at CIY, which mm-hmm. for those of you that don't know what that is Christ in Youth. And it's, I haven't been, but I hear it's super fun and there's just like tons of students. And so Rachel got to share her story in front of how many people was it?
Hundreds.
Hundreds of people. And so I just think that that's super cool. Like that is.
I also hate speaking in front of crowds or like bigger groups or anything. And I was able to like conquer that multiple times when I've shared my story in front of crowds and everything. And I think that just plays along with God being with me and using the Holy Spirit to like help me share his word.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, show for show.
Oh, show.
Well, do you have any advice to share with the kids who are listening? It can be about growing in your faith. It could be about anything you want. It could be about handling friendships, or maybe even suggesting food places, food orders. It's whatever you want.
If you ever need... Okay, actually, thinking about food, obviously. A lot of people out there haven't had Baja Blast from Taco Bell. And don't hate on Taco Bell. Go and try it. It's amazing. I might be biased because I love Mountain Dew, but it's whatever. But, yeah.
Do you prefer the regular Baja Blast, or do you like the freeze better?
With my meal, I like just the regular, like, just the soda. But I used to only get the freeze. But, I don't know. I eat way too much there. So, I need, like, soda to wash it down.
I got one of their slushies during happy hour one time, just because I was like, huh, this looks good. And then I took a big sip of it, and I realized it was carbonated, because I, like, hate carbonated drinks, so I don't drink soda. Mm. And it scared me so bad. Like, I just hate that tingly feeling.
Because it's literally, like, frozen soda.
Yeah, it was, like, so overwhelming, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I hated this. But it was happy hour, and it was only, like, a dollar, so it was fine.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Truth. Okay, well, Rachel, thank you so much for being on the podcast. We're super excited.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And for those of you who are listening, thanks for listening. We hope you have an amazing week. And if there's anything that we can be praying for or talking with you about, please let us know if you know us or you have our numbers, or check us out on Instagram. Until next time. And we'll see you again, hopefully very soon. Peace out, y'all.
Peace out.